This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Well, they got me on it. I believed it. I told you I believed it was true. I got it from the Associated Press. They don't generally swing and miss too often. But it turns out there's not a German Shepherd selling a $30 million mansion in Miami.
No! Oh, man.
Oh, there's a $30 million mansion for sale.
Okay.
It doesn't belong to that dog. That dog is a vehicle just to get it some attention.
Ah.
And it's not the first time. Google that up, and you'll see that they did this about 10 years ago.
We had it in Stupid News the first time.
Right. Well, we just thought it was a continuation of this line of dogs.
Yep.
Not happening. For more than 20 years, a line of German Shepherds named Gunther has been presented in news stories as wealthy beneficiaries of German countesses. None of it is true.
Oh, man. Ugh.
The story appears to have been created by a guy named Maurizio Mian, who is basically the head dude of an Italian pharmaceutical company, who has used this story over and over again to sell real estate and promote other projects that he's involved in. It's like his pet story, pardon the phrase. Like, hey, throw me a bone on this one, hmm? The Associated Press reported last week that a dog named Gunther the Sixth was selling a Miami mansion for almost $32 million. The story cited claims that Gunther's handler, the dog was from a long line of dogs that had been bequeathed a fortune by a German countess. While the mansion is in fact owned and being sold by something called the Gunther Corporation, the dog's role appears to be little more than a joke that's been carried on for decades.
Well, wait a second. Maybe the Gunther Corporation is run by the dog Gunther, but he doesn't technically own the home. Because, you know, for tax purposes.
Right. Pretty interesting, though. The guy from the Italian pharmaceutical company has been doing this in 1995.
That's a while.
That's the first time he even admitted it in the newspaper, to the local newspaper. It's a vehicle that he uses to promote his projects.
Well, if a dog can't own a multi-million dollar mansion, what hope is there for the rest of us?
Yes. You may remember in 1999, the Miami Herald reported that Gunther the Fourth was trying to buy a mansion from Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, I remember that.
The mansion he's currently trying to sell used to belong to Madonna.
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be famous people because these are all waterfront Miami homes that you and I will never be able to afford, right? The Gunthers are supposedly supported by a multi-million dollar trust set up by a German countess, the Countess Liebenstein, who passed away in 1992. However, there is no evidence that there was ever a German countess named Carlotta Liebenstein.
Oh, man.
Clever.
The whole thing is very clever.
All right, 366-9999, name something that you believed that turned out to not be true.
Hey, we heard yesterday during Fun Facts, Walt Disney.
Yeah.
When Walt Disney died, I've been taught this since I was a kid, that when Walt Disney died, he was cryogenically frozen because one day he'd come back, and that was what he wished. That's what he wanted.
Well, one day they would find a cure for whatever killed him, and then they
and
would
bring
regenerate him
back. Yes.
And cure it.
And it turns out that that's complete
BS. He was flash
BS.
Frozen like a flounder.
And the head was stored in the freezer or something underneath.
And like this Italian pharmaceutical guy, I wonder if the cryogenics people thought of this themselves at some point.
Push that theory.
You never heard anyone that had anything to do with cryogenics mention Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Like, they never threw it out there to correct. Yeah. They never corrected it.
Well, what else is down there fueling the imagination station?
Yeah. What is in the geodesic dome?
Yeah.
Well, the dome is actually a ride.
Yeah.
You forget that.
Well, no, he's dead and buried in dirt.
Cremated,
cremated. Yeah.
Yeah, he was cremated.
Yeah, the exact opposite of being frozen.
He's in a cemetery in Glendale, California. Yeah. He's not even near Disney World.
No, and not even close to being frozen. He's ashes. They burned him.
No, he's literally the opposite of being frozen. He was set afire. Literally.
And the only thing I can think of that I fell for on the internet, and it's always good to fall for one thing on the internet, because at that point, you then, all your guards are up, you'll never fall for anything
again. You try to fact check. Mm-hmm.
I was Sunday morning, mm-hmm. I saw a report that looked like it was TMZ, and TMZ is usually accurate, believe it or not. Yes. They're very accurate. They don't like being sued. And it was a report about the actor that played Newman on Seinfeld being killed in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
And it looked 100% legit, and I was bummed. Uh-huh. And I posted it, and then people started immediately telling me this is BS. And then that's when Googled, and from that point on, I always Google first to see if there's any other source.
You got to find more than one source of this information.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, if you fall for something one time, hopefully that'll straighten you out.
You hope so.
Yeah.
You hope you don't ever drop your guard.
Except
you never know.
Walt Disney thing has
I know,
that
freaks you out?
Whole life.
I mean, turns out Walt Disney's ashes were buried by a German shepherd named Gunther.
who actually also, ironically, owns cryogenics
Disney World.
facility, but didn't freeze Walt Disney.
Weird. So weird.
Buried him like a bone.
Whatever happened to the cryogenics thing? Do they still promote this?
They do. Ted Williams.
We
remember
think?
Ted Williams.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, his head's supposed to be out there. I don't know.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Don't you remember this?
Yeah,
it was a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody broke into the lab and beat his head around.
What? No,
Ted Williams' head got beaten around, dude. Yes.
What?
This was a thing.
Why would you
And
do
by
that?
The way, I understand that we're saving up for a medical future that would include, putting my old frozen head on a new body, too, because that was the cut rate way of doing the cryogenics. Well, we'll just save your head. Because you know what? If we ever live in a civilization that's so advanced that it could reconstitute you and cure your cancer, then it certainly can reattach your head. Boy, we are buying a lot here.
Well,
we're buying a lot on faith, you know? It's one thing to freeze the guy whole and say, okay, well, first of all, I think you got to freeze me before I'm dead. But medical professionals could correct me on that. I guess you have some time. You have a little bit of time to, like, harvest organs and stuff before it all goes bad. But you got to freeze it while it's still good.
Uh-huh.
You know, before it's like destroying itself from within.
But if it's frozen for too long of a period of time, that is dust. I mean, it does.
You know what? I hate the idea of going to the freezer in 2310.
Yep.
And going through the wrapped up packages and just trying to read the masking tape. Walt. I mean, what Ted? What's on the?
What year is it?
Is this?
What does that say?
Yeah. God. What is that? Oh my God. Is that rockfish? Yeah. What is this? I don't know what it is.
This here, he only wants to come back as a hermaphrodite, so I don't know if we can even help this guy.
I don't know who this is. I can't read it.